Question 12. How clear are this organization's goals and objectives, its strategies and tactics, and how effective are they in carrying them out? I'm just going to skim over that one because Pat did a great job, I think, in that area. But would say, you know, if 10,000 pieces of literature were passed out on this project, how well written and how effective was the literature? Would 1,000 pieces of better literature have been more effective? Distributed in an area where there hasn't been a lot of literature distribution before, but it's harder to distribute it over here, and maybe people would be hearing it for the first time, so they couldn't distribute as much, but maybe it would have been more effective use. In other words, the numbers alone, the numbers can be significant, as Pat said, but the numbers alone are by themselves. They have to be interpreted somewhere. If this organization has 200 people on the field, that may be impressive, but is it oversaturation? Almost everything that you do in the Philippines will always have more tangible results than almost everything you do in Morocco. You know, but it doesn't mean that a ministry, that a work that's been going on for 5 years that has seen three converts in Morocco is 1,000th as effective as the work that's been going on for 5 years in the Philippines and seeing 3,000 converts. To be honest, you can have 3,000 converts, and we won't get into discussions of what truly constitutes a convert, but professions of faith in the Philippines for almost any Christian college basketball team that goes over and sets up an event. And you can have other ministries working carefully, prayerfully, and doing spiritual warfare and working with nationals over long periods of time in other countries that will not have those kinds of numbers. So by all means, look at numbers, but also evaluate them in light of the culture and the context.